An Assessment of Environmental Effects report published by the UK Civil Aviation Authority for public consultation has given greater insight into Rocket Factory Augsburg's proposed operations at Saxavord Spaceport in Scotland. The report was published on 26th February and details a plan for RFA to conduct up to 10 launches per year from Saxavord, which would account for one-third of the spaceport's total budget of 30 orbital launches per year. Additionally, because of the local bird population, RFA will be unable to conduct launches or static fire tests between mid-May and the end of June. The company will also be limited to a maximum of 2 launches per month. Another element of RFA's Saxavord operations that is outlined in the AE report is the method that the company will use to lift RFA-1 rockets from a transport vehicle up onto the launch stool, which is several meters in the air. According to the report, the company will utilize a standard mobile crane to position the rocket on the launch stool. In addition to revealing details about the company's operations at Saxavord, the report also describes specifics about the RFA-1 rocket, which the report calls the RFA-1 NOM launch vehicle. It details the vehicle as being larger and more complex than previously thought. This may indicate that while the company plans to utilize the current configuration for a maiden flight, a revised variant will be employed moving forward. In the report, the RFA-1 NOM rocket is described as having a height of 40.5 meters and a diameter of 3.3 meters when equipped with the hammerhead fairing. The RFA-1 can be equipped with a selection of 3 fairings. The standard fairing has a height of 3.849 meters, the long fairing a height of 3.015 meters, and the hammerhead fairing a height of 8.044 meters. As a result, with the standard fairing, the RFA-1 NOM would stand at 35.3 meters tall, with a diameter of 2.1 meters, a full 5 meters taller than the 30-meter height currently listed on the RFA website. The diameter of the RFA-1 also appears to have grown slightly, from 2 meters to 2.1 meters. While the changes to the rocket's dimensions are noteworthy, the most significant change to the rocket, as described in the report, is that the 21-meter first stage will now be equipped with 13 helix engines, producing 1,300 kilonewtons of thrust instead of just 9 engines, as previously stated by the company. RFA is currently working towards a maiden flight in Q2 2024. However, according to reports, this is likely to be pushed back to later in the year. The CAA public consultation period for the RFA AEE report is expected to close on 25 March 2024.